everyone. If you're out there trying to build up your credit history,
Yeah.
get that score looking good, you've probably heard about these things called credit builder accounts,
Oh yeah, for
and
sure.
they
Yeah.
sound
They sound great.
amazing, right? Like the easy way to boost your score.
Exactly.
But today we're diving into a source that's not so sure about them.
A little bit skeptical.
Yeah, they're actually calling them predatory.
Yeah, that's a strong word.
It is a strong word. So
So we gotta unpack that.
yeah, before we get into all the criticism,
Right.
could you just give us like a really quick, like jargon-free
Yeah.
explanation of what these accounts even are?
Sure. Okay, so with a credit builder account, you're basically
Okay.
taking out a small loan.
Right.
Right. But here's the thing. That money,
Okay.
it's held in a locked account.
Gotcha.
You make payments on it.
Like a regular loan?
Exactly, just like a regular loan. And those payments, they get reported to the credit bureaus.
Okay, so it's building up your history.
It's showing that you're making payments on time.
Gotcha.
And then once the loan's paid off, boom, you get access to the funds.
Okay, so you get the money back.
You get your money back.
Yeah.
The idea is you're showing you can borrow and repay responsibly.
Right, like a crash course in responsibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, look, I can handle credit,
Yeah.
but this source is like, hold on.
Big red flag.
Big red flags. There are some downsides you might not be thinking about.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. One of the big ones they're talking about is
Okay.
the fees.
Ah, there's always fees,
Th
right?
there always are. But with these, sometimes it can be like 15%
If
of the
I'm like
loan
that
amount.
amount,
Now,
that seemed like a lot,
it
right?
can be a lot, especially if you're thinking,
Right, like if you're on a budget.
if you're on a tight budget, every dollar counts. So you're trying to improve your financial health,
Right.
but you're paying a big chunk just to do that.
But isn't good credit
Right.
like worth paying a little extra for?
That's what we're told, right? Like,
Yeah, I mean, you are getting the money back in the end.
you do get it back. But that's where the source gets really interesting.
Right.
They're saying that 15%
Okay.
could actually be the cost of damaging your credit.
Hold on.
Yeah.
How does building credit potentially hurt your credit?
It's kind of mind-blowing, right?
Totally.
And it boils down to a couple of things.
Yeah.
First, they point out just opening a new account,
Right.
any new account, even a credit builder account,
Okay.
that can actually lower your score in the short term.
Wait, seriously?
Especially if you already have a few open accounts.
Oh, wow. I thought having more credit was like a good thing.
Not always. You gotta think about this thing called your credit utilization ratio.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, imagine a pie chart.
Okay, pie. I like pie.
Everyone likes pie.
Right.
So the whole pie is your available credit.
Okay, so I've got my pie.
And the slice you've used up, that's your utilization.
So the smaller the slice, the better.
You got it. Smaller slice, you're managing your credit well.
Okay.
But when you open a new account,
Right.
even if you're not using it, you're making the whole pie bigger.
Oh, okay.
So your utilization can look higher, even if you're being responsible.
So you're trying to do the right thing, but it's
Yeah, it can backfire.
making your credit look worse.
That's what they're saying.
Wow.
And to make matters even worse,
Oh, okay.
they also talk about what happens when you close the account.
When you've paid it off.
You've done everything right. You've paid it
That
off.
should be good, right?
You think.
Yeah.
But closing it can also ding your score.
What?
You
Why?
remember that pie chart?
Yeah.
You're shrinking the pie when you close an account. So even if your spending hasn't changed, your existing credit looks bigger.
So it's like
Yeah.
taking two steps forward and then getting knocked back.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you've paid that 15%.
You've paid that 15%.
Like, what's going on?
The source really emphasizes that potential loss, especially for working families, people who can least afford it.
That's a good point.
They highlight this one service
Yep.
with a crazy statistic, 63% one-star reviews.
Oof. That's a
That's,
lot of unhappy people.
yeah, that's a lot of people who are probably feeling like they got tricked.
Yeah. And speaking of tricks, the source uses this phrase, dirty little secrets,
Ooh,
about
yeah.
these accounts. So, what's the dirt?
What are they hiding?
Yeah. It's like they're hiding the ball, right? Making you
Yeah.
think you're doing the right thing, and then wham, you get hit with these consequences you never saw coming.
Right, and you're out 15% on top of it all. But it sounds like they're not just complaining, they're offering a different solution, something they think is a much better path to building credit rent reporting.
Exactly. They're really pushing for this as a more straightforward and honestly less risky alternative.
Okay, so for those of us who are not in the know, what is rent reporting and how does it work? Well, it's actually pretty simple. There are services out there that'll take your monthly rent payments and report those to the credit bureaus, just like as if it were a loan payment, you know?
Oh, okay.
And this basically shows potential lenders, hey, look, this person is reliable. They pay their bills on time.
So it's like finally getting credit for being a good tenant.
Right.
Like, why wasn't this always a thing? But isn't this something you'd have to start doing from now on? Like, yeah. Past rent payments wouldn't count, would they?
That's what a lot of people think. But the cool thing is, with some of these rent reporting services, they can actually go back and look at your past rental history.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's not just about future payments. It's about getting recognition for that consistent on-time payment history you've already built up.
That is game-changing. So I'm thinking, if you've got that solid rental history, you could see a positive bump in your credit score way faster than with a credit builder account.
That's what this source claims, yeah.
Yeah.
They say rent reporting can have a much faster impact, like we're talking days, not months.
Wow. Okay. So that's a pretty strong argument for rent reporting, especially if you're in a hurry to boost your score. But this source goes even further, and they drop this bombshell about how much money credit builder companies are making. Get this. They say it's $100 million in profit.
$100 million. Wow.
It's a lot of money. How are they pulling that off?
Well, they break it down by pointing to one of the big players in the credit builder market, and this company claims to have returned $500 million in funds to customers.
Okay, so where does the $100 million come in?
Remember that 15% fee we talked about?
Yeah.
We'll do a little math. 15% of $500 million, that's where they get the $100 million profit.
So they're profiting off of people who are just trying to improve their financial situation.
It definitely raises some questions. This source calls it gross profits. But whether this practice is actually wrong or not, I mean, that's a whole other discussion.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? Like, who benefits from this system? We've uncovered some pretty surprising stuff about credit builder accounts today.
Yeah, we have. A lot of people might be going into these things thinking it's a straightforward way to build credit, but it turns out there's a lot more to consider.
So let's say you're already in a credit builder account. What do you do? How do you know if it's actually helping you or just, you know, costing you money?
Yeah, that's a great question. What do you do if you're already in one of these things?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, don't panic, but definitely take a good look at the terms of your agreement with the credit builder company.
Okay, so like really read the fine print.
Exactly. You know, really understand what you signed up for. What are the fees exactly? What happens if you close the account early? How are they reporting your payments to the credit bureaus? You got to know all that stuff.
So knowledge is power. Right.
Absolutely. The more you understand, the better decisions you can make.
So once you've got a handle on all those details, what's the next step?
Check your credit report. See what's actually happening to your score. Is it going up like you expected? Or is it kind of flatlining or even, you know, worse, going down? Right. Because if it's not doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. Then it might be time to think about other options.
And that's where something like rent reporting might come in.
Exactly. If you have a good history of paying your rent on time, that could be a much better way to build your credit. And hey, there might be other strategies out there too, depending on your situation.
That makes sense. So it's not just about credit builder accounts, it's about finding the right approach for you.
Exactly, yeah. What works for one person might not work for another.
Well, I think this has been a really insightful deep dive. We've learned a lot about the not so obvious side of credit builder accounts.
Yeah, definitely some food for thought.
The big takeaway for me is that it's really important to do your research and understand how all of this works before you jump into anything.
I totally agree. Knowledge is key when it comes to your finances.
Absolutely. And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deck Dive. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your financial well-being is worth the effort.